I want to tell some point about the bowl. Now, last time we have learned how we can't put the bowl on the lap. Okay? So then now, there are some monks that tell if you put a handkerchief like that, then you can put it on it. On the lap.
然后有些比丘说，那个说如果在膝盖上放一个手帕的话，就可以不是直接放在膝盖上。Again,
I think it's the same like if you put the ball back like that. So then this kind of explanation is nowhere. It looks like the Chabakya bhikkhus try to find the loopholes in order to break the rules.
就是说这种解释在律藏里边没有一些，这个就看这种解释看起来就像六圈比库试图寻找和他戒律里边的东西一样。So
now usually the handkerchief is there to protect the rope in case rice grains or vegetables fall on the rope. No, it's not to protect the bowl from falling.
通常这个手帕它是用来保护衣的，就是说那个就是在你吃饭的时候，如果有个手帕遮着的话，你的那个衣就不会被那翻着身的那个弄脏。但是这个手帕它并不是用来就是防止你这个波掉落。So
now in Thailand or Burma, we can see monks they never put the bowl on the lap. Okay, they put on the bowl stand. And they eat like that. So.
他说那个，如果在泰国或者缅甸的话，你看他们吃饭的时候，从来不是像我们这样把钵放在那个手拿在膝盖上，而他们是把钵放在那个钵座上，然后吃的时候这样吃。So
in Thailand they try to make the bowl stand as high as possible, because you get pressure on the stomach if you bend too much.
而在泰国的话，因为就避免就是你吃饭的时候把那个腰弯的太过，所以他们会把那个脖子做到非常高，他们会把那个脖子做到非常高，这样的话你吃饭的时候就不用把腰弯的很弯。In
Burma is more difficult because the bowl stand is quite low.
然后在缅甸的话，那个脖子也很低，所以说吃饭的时候比较费事。But
still, both traditions, if they see monk putting the bowl on the lap, they will immediately tell him, "No, you should not do like it."
但是不管是泰国还是缅甸，他们如果看见你把包放在膝盖上的话，他们就告诉你不应该那样。这里算不算膝盖？我们在这里。这不算，你是用手电，所以你讲，所以你用手电。对。So
now in Sri Lanka, it is almost the opposite. Monks they put the ball on them. The lab, they can like that, put it there, and then they can eat, take like that, and they eat ice cream, yogurt, no problem. Drink water while the water is the bowl is on the bowl, on the lab.
嗯，然后斯里兰卡上，他反正斯里兰卡很多比丘就直接把钵放膝盖上，然后手拿酸奶，然后拿冰淇淋喝水什么的，然后就不是后边把其他东西放在钵里边。
So, or maybe they hold the bowl like that, little, they hold it like that, touching, just touching the bowl and they eat. So,
或者有些比丘就仅仅是手轻轻触摸一下那个钵，然后这样吃。Therefore,
many years ago, there was one Sayadaw from Mahas tradition. He came in Sri Lanka for the first time. He came together with Mahas Sayadaw here in Sri Lanka.
Together with Mahas Sayadaw?
Yeah, on Burmese Sayadaw, together with Mahas Sayadaw. And he remained for several years here. He remained for several years to teach Mahas method. So, after he had to go back to Burma, he told that in this meditation center, I have not seen any fault from Sri Lanka monks, except one, he told. What If monks, Sri Lanka monks eat, they put the bowl on the lap. Mm-hmm. That is wrong. You know? Mm-hmm.
他说那个好多年以前就是马哈西西亚多和另外一个那个缅甸马哈西西诺西亚多一块来斯斯里兰卡，然后那个然后然后一块来斯斯里兰卡交缠，然后马哈西西亚多很快回去，然后另外就是他跟那一块来的这个西亚多，就那个在在在斯斯里兰卡交缠交了好几年，然后后来这个西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西西
importance. Mm. Importance. Not to put your ball on the lap.
所以说，就是缅甸的这个山东话，他们认为就是不能放在膝盖上，这件事非常重要。
So now regarding this the explanation I gave you.、
Mm-hmm.
So then now one extreme is, I was called to put your ball on the ball stand and eat from there.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay.、
Mm-hmm.
So one extreme is this, because usually the ball stand is not to eat from.I call you usually to put the to keep the ball aside. No,、
mm-hmm.
you want to put aside.、
Mm-hmm.
So this is one extreme. The other extreme is just to leave the ball on the lap,、
mm-hmm.
like that, and eat like that, or touch it a little bit, and、
mm-hmm.
It doesn't make difference.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, avoiding these two extremes is the Majjhima Pratipada.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to put the hand, and then to put the ball on the hand.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay.Then you hold the ball like that. Neither Thai monks can blame you, no Burmese monks can blame you, no even, as called, no Sri Lanka monks can blame you. Okay? So because if Burmese monk asks you, hold, you should not put your ball on the lap, you tell him, I have not my ball on the lap, I have it in my hand. And then they will keep quiet. Okay.
所以说那个按照我们现在解释，就是说其中一个极端就是说你把波放到脖子上，然后这样吃，另外一个极端就是手完全不碰波，然后把波直接放在膝盖上，然后这样吃。然后我们应该避免这两个极端，然后取中道，然后就是说把波放在手上，然后这样吃。他说如果你把波放在手上，然后这样吃的话，就是不管是缅甸的还是像斯里兰卡还是泰国的这种山东，他们都不会责备你，因为如果缅甸那个是全是责备你说你把波放在膝盖上的话，你告诉他你不是放在膝盖上，你是把波放在手上。
Okay, that is about practice of how to do it. Not to nobody can blame you.
然后这是我们那个有关波这个形式意识那个相应不至于责备你。
So now regarding the.Mouthfuls. Now, yesterday he put a point about mouthfuls.、
Mm-hmm.
Actually, today I put on the scale. I measured again.、
Mm-hmm.
It one mouthful.、
Mm-hmm.
It is about 40 grams.、
Uh-huh.
Okay,、
mm-hmm.
40 grams.、
Mm-hmm.
So it's not 49.
Mm-hmm.
That's called. It seems that.Okay, you tell me this. I will.
然后那个谁，那个就是，所以他问了一个问题，就是关于那个一口饭有多少量的问题。然后他昨天算的结果是49克。然后张老师说他今天拿电那个电子秤那个量了一下，大概是40克。
So, therefore, maybe the time I measured, I filled the bowl and measured the bowl how much it is, how many kilograms, and after I took from the bowl mouthfuls no.Starting measuring.、
Mm-hmm.
So I was not eating from the bowl. I just took it like that and measuring. Maybe、
mm-hmm.
I took large amount, maybe、
mm-hmm.
9 grams more on my,、
mm-hmm.
on my. So for now it became 49.、
Mm-hmm.
Actually, if you calculate, it comes to 49 grams.、
Mm-hmm.
So, but today I measured,、
mm-hmm.
It's called, while eating, I just put on mouthful、
mm-hmm.
on the scale and measured, and again one more.So then it was about 40 grams, mouthful, moderate, moderate one.
So before, why you get this 9 extra grams?
Because I filled the bowl, I was measuring here in the Dhanasana,
uh-huh.
I filled the bowl up to the brim,
uh-huh.
to, the attention is was not about mouthfuls,
uh-huh.
it was to show how much the capacity of the bowl takes,
okay.
and how many handfuls, like that. Later, I put this information there also. But when I was measuring, I was looking from the ball like that. I scroll, which the ball was full on the brim. Because if you take like that on the brim, you are careful not to fall down and so forth. Then I was measuring, then I took more than actually you can put in the mouth. Because at that time, I was not eating. I just removed him, the mouthfuls from the ball.
Okay, okay.
So I might have taken a little bit more.
他说他上次那个梁宁那个就是说一波多少口令数据，他是之所以让你降成四十九，可能是因为他当时他是把那个他当时称的是可能是波，装满了米，然后从手往里拿米，他当时并不在吃饭，而是直接在这称，然后就是说那个用波用波装米，然后往里拿米，然后他当时他那个他一手拿的量可能比一口量要多一些，所以那当时的数据可能算是四十九克，然后今天剩一两个应该带四十克左右。
So now, according to these measurements, actually a ball of 6. Let me see.
6.5.
6.5, which takes about 1 gram like that. Then this can take actually 75 mouthfuls.
你说算是七七那个数。
75 mouthfuls.
嗯
，For me it was 61. Therefore, it takes more mouthfuls than it's called. Like I estimated. I estimate more mouthfuls.
所以他这个数据改过来，是之前说是六十一口，现在改成七十五口。
现在是比较实际的。
什么？
我说现在也是比较符合实际的，因为吃四十口的饭的时候是占七十五口的53%，53%就是相当于半多话。我吃半锅饭的时候，我感觉我已经有点撑了。但是之前如果是按照61口算的话，就吃2/3锅饭，那时候我根本吃不下去，所以这个时候是对的。
So he said that this figure is correct. So because now if he eats 40 mouthfuls from the 6.5 bowl.That means almost half full. Almost half full. He already feel very full. Yes.
Now, regarding mouthfuls, actually what we do, you take rice now from the bowl, and then we have to fold it like that to make a round. Okay? So try to like that. Therefore now, these are the three fingers. You put the rice like that. So put the rice like that, and with this finger, you make it round, okay? You make round like that, and then you put it in the mouth, all right? This is the amount actually which is a mouthful. This is about 40 grams, okay? So you don't take, we can tell you, we can tell how to do it. You make it round like that, and you have to shape it with this finger, okay? These are the three fingers you use, that's called, and you shape it with this finger. This is a mouthful.
It's
like a bowl, a small bowl to put in the mouth.
这样是做饭团的时候，什么那个什么，他就先先用三个手指咬一饭团，不是咬一饭，然后拿这个大拇指在上面这样揉，然后把这揉成一个球，然后再放嘴里，然后这成为一个饭团，就是一口。
So you don't take rice like that and put it on this hand like that. No, you put it here.On these three fingers, okay. Here you can shape it. You can keep, press it like that, and then you can make a shape. So then, a proper shape and put it in the mouth.
而那个做饭团的时候，不要那个手一抓，然后在那手中间拿手掌这么挤。他说要那个大拇指把它拨到那个三个手指头上面，然后再可以把它那个挤一挤，压一压，然后搓。搓成一个球形，然后放进去。
但是我想问一下，那我们盛的米饭基本是没有汤的。如果是 就是说，如果班级不这么转的话，他给你那么多球，彼此都分离的，那么他就散了，像沙子一样。所以问你，就是说班级他是不是要放一些，就是说啊，比如土豆汁啊，或者说那个什么豆羹啊之类的，或者分量比合试试。我是做不到的，如果有三个试试。
So he's telling that so here the rest is very loose. The rest is very loose. If you don't squeeze this rest like this, it's gonna make a ball. So you have other rest. You have you use some kind of glue like cutters, dowels, this kind of things. So he's asking is it necessary to use some glue to put this rest together like dowel as a glue or something.
Yes, you see, we take. Yeah, Sri Lanka, it's called the what is rice and curry. Okay,
uh-huh.
You don't take only rice,
uh-huh.
You mix it with curry, which
uh-huh.
means vegetables. No?
Uh-huh.
So, and then because the glue is there,
uh-huh.
vegetables actually they are a little bit sticky.
Uh-huh.
This is how you make the ball.
Uh-huh.
You don't need to press it and so forth to make it very solid,
uh-huh.
solid ball. Ashkol, you don't need that so that you can lift it on the air and the ball will fall on the air. Ashkol, you don't need like do that. It's just to make it a ball so that you can lift it and put it in the mouth. Okay, it should not be solid like straw. Bond to make a bond of all rice stick together.
他说这个地方那个饭和菜是可以混合，就是说应该那个就是菜一般上来说就是那个咖喱一般比米饭要粘一些，所以说你可以那个做饭团的时候应该把那个米饭和咖喱混在一起，然后那个就是而且那个饭团没必要做的太结实，就不是说我饭团做的很结实，然后别人扔上来然后掉下来还不散那种，所以说就是一定就是这个饭团这个形状就只是它这个结实程度就是仅仅是足够让你把那个饭团从手里边那放到嘴里边就可以了。
咖喱是指啥呀？是指那个红饭，就是说那个。
他没说是啥，就是所有那些菜，基本上他那菜里边都有汤吧？什么菜？
那个什么
菜？
佛陀吃饭，也就是说吃饭是次第之，如果是有个咖喱或者菜在家周围，你之前只有米饭，你只能做米饭。
谁告诉你的？
这是次第吃啊！
次第吃。
次第吃，你不能从上面就是抓一些，从这儿抓一点，从那儿抓一点。
不是。So he said that. So as he understands the Sikha rule, you must eat rice and curry according to order. That means you have to eat rice first, and then curry, and then another curry, like that.
Who told him like that? He's in the meditation.
Yeah.
Somebody told him.
He's now practicing that.
His own interpretation.
Huh? Not his own interpretation. He reads from translation or something. 你怎么知道这个消息的？你是怎么谁告诉你说先吃米饭，然后再吃咖喱？谁跟你说的？
不是，我没说先吃米饭再吃，我说次第的吃。
对，那你说次第吃？
我这次第不是说先什么？我是说临近自己的吃，一点点的往前拨。
对啊。
就是你碰到啥吃啥，碰到啥吃啥。
啊。
就是米饭碰，如果有碰到菜，就它俩混在一起；如果米饭碰到菜，就只吃米饭，就一点点往
前。那你不会先把米饭菜混在一起吗？
那样不行吧？
So, it's like that. So, if the rice, if you start from here, okay, you start from here, and you should go like that. Like that, going, then it becomes less.
Yes.
You don't, whatever is there, you take. Here it is potato, rice, everything, it's no mix, no. You go like this succession.
Yes.
You don't start the other way around. So then,
if
you eat from this side.
So he said that if he goes this way, then sometimes he can touch only rice. No vegetables.
Yes, like you see, it is the order is now, you see, it is the rice which should be successful. Now, if for example you go like that, there are vegetables here. So then you can take vegetables from here and put on your mouth, it's called put. Here and then you take it together with the rice and mix it and eat.
你听见了吗？
你帮我问一下，
So he said that according to Vinaya, it is not allowable to take vegetable from there and mix with
it. We study this rule because there is no offense, no?
Uh-huh.
There, every rule has no offense.
Uh-huh.
Clause.
Uh-huh.
Close. So then you can study this rule.
Uh-huh.
And then he can clarify these things. I'm not going to explain this now. He tells him that no offense, he tells there is no offense for vegetables,
uh-huh.
for sweet meats
uh-huh.
and fruits,
uh-huh.
as called not to go sapada
uh-huh.
in success.
Uh-huh.
Okay? It is a rice food matter because the rice now,
mm.
even lay people, if they eat,
mm.
actually, here in the plate, here in the plate, for example,
mm-hmm.
the people they eat, if they start from here,
mm-hmm.
they will continue like that, this way.
Mm-hmm.
If vegetables here, they will take vegetables from here and put them on the rice,
okay.
on top of the rice, okay. and mix it together in it. Again, if there is only rice, they have vegetables here, they will take vegetables from here, put them on the rice and eat from here.
Mm-hmm.
But they will not take rice from this side.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
They will take only vegetables from here, and in front of them, they will eat.
Uh-huh.
This is the mixture takes place here in this place. Okay, it doesn't take place for you don't mix from here and never take like that.
He said,
然后半边就是说他那个是在家是像盖浇饭一样，但是我们就是说通过的时候，人家都往你一圈放。你听到刚才说什么了？就是那个菜，你是可以往米饭当中弄。你只要把这米饭吃一吃就可以了。然后我就想问一下，就刚问你们，就是我们吃之前可以搅一下吗？就是我们自己吃米饭。So
he is asking that is it allowable for monks that before they eating. They try to mix this rice and curry together, and then they can eat according to order. Is it allowed?
You can do it actually, but it is. You can mix everything together. Some monks they make it like that, but it looks like it is called. If people they see, they get disgusted.
Uh-huh.
It looks disgusting.
Uh-huh.
We usually don't do that. Now here, for example, we receive first rice.
Uh-huh.
On top of that, we have the vegetables.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm.
So then, and then after you receive it, you don't do mix. You take rice, if there are not enough vegetables, you can take vegetables, put it in front of you, mix it with rice, and eat. Again, put vegetables from here and so forth, put it in front of you, upon on the top of the rice, mix it with rice and eat. As called. This is what you do. You don't move the place of mixture. When you mix the rice, you mix it in front of them. And you go like that, like successfully towards from this end to that end. Okay?
So, 他说如果你有喜欢可以那样想没问题，就是只不过那样看他那样做看起来有点恶心而已。他说一般来说呢，比较通用的做法就是说是那个一丝米饭，然后米饭比方说你去抓了一点米饭，然后感觉这米饭需要点菜的话，那再去抓点菜和米饭放在一起，然后米饭按顺序，然后你比方说你抓一丝米饭，这个这个这个这个抓一点菜，行了，然后你菜有什么你要抓无所谓。
So then you get them to mix everything together, it looks disgusting for some people. Other people
teach me.
Other people do?
Yes.
Actually, not only his teacher, even my teacher told me something like that. So you can.
Those days
he said that if you want to practice what's called. Less desire. You eat regardless of taste something. Then you can mix everything together like that.
So then you can mix it. It is nothing wrong with the vinaya.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it before you start, you mix everything together.
Mm-hmm.
So that is not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But now, from the vinaya point of view, you have to start to eat gradually.
Mm-hmm.
If you start from this point, you have to continue like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's called. If there is rice here,
mm-hmm.
only rice. That's called, you take vegetable from here.
Uh-huh.
And the mixture has to be done here.
Uh-huh.
The mixing point has to be done here. Okay?
Uh-huh. 他说这个意思是，比方说这地方就是米嘛，你保证这个米从这往这往这往这意思吃的，然后你比方说你拿这张米拿菜，你可以从这地方拿。 然后你要保证在这个地方混合，就是你这地方拿了米，然后这地方拿菜，但是混合米和菜混合要这个位置完成，知道就这个意思。
哎，不要啊，不是不，那个是姑娘什么？哎，咱们那个戒备老师吃的是就是订的书的时候，是不是不让就是说随处到处抓菜？我感觉有这么个印象。
是有可能你那个误会了，他的意思是说，你饭斋的时候你不能去拿旁边的菜直接放到嘴里面吃。
是吗？
对，他是这个意思，而不是说你不能把这个菜放在米饭里面混合这样吃一吃。
OK。
嗯。So now, you have all these numbers now. Number change now. Actually, size 7 bowl can be about 111. Okay. 8, 152 mouthfuls. Now, usually 40 mouthfuls, I told you, are good enough for you to feel full. For 24 hours, you don't get hungry. No way to get hungry. Okay. So then, and it is about 1,600 gram. 40 mouthfuls. It's just 1.5 kilogram. Okay. You can feel good enough. I found also some medical books, they tell actually, you can feel comfortable with 1 kilogram of food in the stomach. Okay. 1 kilogram. It's comfortable. Now, we take 600 grams more, then you feel already full. So that is a normal amount. And this bowl takes about double. They take double. Okay.
他说那个，然后那个我们是上次给那个数据的话，就是因为这个地方取1口40克，那个数据改一下，那个七号的锅好像111口，八号的锅的话152口，然后如果算重量的话，40口的话大概是1600克，大概是1.6公斤。他说他看一些那个张老师，他看一些医学数据里边说，就是说，对于胃来说，就是他里边舒适的食物重量应该是在1000克左右。然后这个地方已经是1600克了，所以说你一般来说吃40口，肚子应该是越胀的。然后作为一个6.5号的过来说，他已经几乎是这个重量两倍了。
So then you can tell them if they want to test, they can start counting tomorrow.
大家都要说
想
吃，
因为吃饭，
你马上自己上车。
感觉正好是这个问题，他们说把菜弄到米饭上面混合着自己吃。
对啊，
如果你吃到后面胀了，你还有很多东西没吃，米饭决议我说不吃了，开始就随便的吃些拿甜食或者水果这样一口就吃。
他说了无罪，他说了
无罪，到时候这些吃的还不饱，回去吃饭那就犯罪了吧。
那没有，我知道你的意思，你的意思比方说那个，我拿我自己的笔。
就说那什么，
我知道。
Yeah, you can take this one.
I take my own one. It's better.
You are.
他说，你的意思是这样吃米饭，然后吃米饭吃到这儿的时候吃饱了，然后你开始从这儿拿菜，然后你又还在吃米，然后再从这儿再拿米，是吧？是这个意思。
对啊，再返回去吃米。
这个我认为是没有关系的，我可以帮你问一下。
因为他不说吃第二食嘛，吃第二食，如果我每次都习惯了吃点米，对吧？快饱了，再吃点肉。哎呦，饿了，再吃点米。那不是吃第二次。
Okay, so then I want to show you his question. So his question is like that. So first he's eating a blended order. So he takes rest from here. After here, after here he feels, oh, I don't want to eat any more rest. So he started taking this sweet meats, vegetables, fruits from here. Only.
No problem.
And then, but after a while, he feels.
I started taking rest from here. No problem. 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 No probl
团啊、米饭、啊，还有就是硬食，就是说那嚼食，
嗯，
还有对，就这三种嘛，
嗯，
也就是这三种就是碰什么吃什么，而不是单指米饭、次第二食吧？
不是，就是指米饭、次第二食，他刚才就这么说的。
那你在就说这个嚼食还有那个什么，就是
他说只是这样，也说就是米饭。他的问题不是很明确了吗？他的问题就是说，他现在这样先吃米饭，然后再吃这个，然后再回来再吃米饭，这没有任何问题。
本来你就问一下，如果突破的时候，我们就说他们就是失主，就说放锅里的那个，比如说那个硬食和那个饭团，就是说位置到处都是，你是不是应该就是说碰的时候吃什么？还是说，那个还是说那个饼啊，或者说那个饭团，我们可以随便取？
你说什么意思？就是你说饭团不是你自己捏的饭团，是他已经做好的饭团是吗？
你们有什么、就是？
你说的饭团是什么意思？是你自己做的饭团还是？
白色还是红色？
啊，我知道。你的意思就是，若你不不是完全没有任何米饭的吗？全是这些东西，全是这些。
我说米饭他们的都有，就是说，但是分配的位置就是说米饭在底下，然后它在上面覆盖了。
然后你在吃那东西的时候，可不可以随便吃是吧？就吃那些东西。
对，是不是应该次第的吃？
啊、So he's asking the same question. So for example, then there's a bowl. So because the very beginning you get rice, no? Then some people they give you curry.Correct. And then at the very end, you get something called roti, and then the string hoppers, this kind of thing.
Yeah.
So basically, there are three layers in the bowl. So he's asking that for the first layer, roti, string hoppers, sweet meats, this kind of thing. Is it allowed to eat these things randomly?
You can do it actually because if we study this rule, okay, we'll understand it. Now it's not time now to study this rule. Okay, I try to explain how to make a mouthful. Okay, he tries to make called more complicated now because it's not the topic. Then you can do it because actually it is except rice. Other usually you can take from any random place you like.
Okay.只要不是米饭，其他所有东西，你在任何地方随便拿都可以。
My main purpose is, if
you can tell him this rule, we'll study later.
这条线我们后面会学。然后你现在不能。
It has other things for you to grasp and understanding, and so you have to study from book, then you understand. Now, if I explain like that, you will just have no notes, nothing to refer to.
Right.
They can tell him as well. Mm-hmm. We can explain it gradually. I mean, if we just randomly take this rule and what is it? Because this is connected with other rules. This rule is connected with other rules. If we take it only isolated, he might not even understand why it's like that. What is the logic behind?
Okay.他说因为这二线它也不是叫孤立节，它跟其他跟好几节也相关的。如果说你孤立看这二线的话，你都不理解这背后什么逻辑。
Okay, tomorrow we can test try and see 40 mouthfuls. Now, as I told you, it should be like that, no? If you take from the right, you take like that, put his finger, press it. Here. Take it, press it like that, make a roll, okay? And put it in the mouth. So, easy, no difficult. Then within maybe 10-15 seconds, tuck, you can do that. So then our
point was.
Now there was a question of why in Thai tradition they take big bowls. Okay.
昨天有人问了个问题，为什么在泰国传统中，他们使用大锅？那有人问了这个问题。
In Burma, actually, you can hardly find monks cutting big bowls.
如果是在缅甸的话，大家可以极少能看到有人使用大锅。在缅甸的话
，they have moderate bowls, maybe 7.5. Sometimes you can find some monks size 8 bowl. Sometimes, but I call the most
oversized bowl you can find it there.
他说那个对，缅甸比较通用的波尺寸，比方说7.5，然后那个有一些人可能看到用8号缩波，但是那些特别大的波，就八号波以上的那些波，那个在泰国是常见。3,750.
Now, there was one Sangharaja in Thailand. She didn't know how to find what means Magadana Ali, all these things. So, and then he saw a Dhammapada story. The name of Dhammapada story is the story about Mendaka. On Mendaka. So then, in that story, it says that this Mendaka was very rich, and he used to give many donations to people. Okay. But then, after some years, famine came. Famine. All there's no, the crops dried out. So there was no rain, and all these things dried out. And then, slowly, his stored food started diminishing. So then, they got short of food. The food is completely, as called. There was a day when no food was at home. Okay. So then you can tell up to this point, I will continue.
以前泰国有个僧房，然后他也不知道那个就是这个这有关阿那利这些什么玛嘎塔那利这些他都不知道，然后但是他看到一个法基经故事，然后那个法基经故事是这么说的，说那个曾经在印度有个曼达卡居士，然后这个曼达卡居士非常的富有，然后他经常就是无偿的给人们捐献食物，然后。有一年闹了饥荒，然后他闹了饥荒之后，因为很多人来他这儿取食物，所以他最后这个门大哈就是他储存食物越来越少，最后有一天这食物终于被分完了，就是没有更多食物来吃。
So then, and everybody now in the house there were 5 people.He, his wife, his son, his daughter-in-law, and the servant. Five people.
Oh, and servant, okay.
Himself, Mendaka, his wife, the son, the daughter-in-law, and the servant.
Okay.
So, and then everybody now thought there is no life for us. We are going to die. And then the wife, and then he was, the Mendaka was so hungry, and he told his wife, his sorrow. Okay? Then his wife told, "Look, I've hidden one nali of rice." So, and then Mendaka, "What is that?" So we are hungry so many days now. Why you tell us? Cook, but it's the last. She told, "Okay, last. You cook it and give us to eat."
他妻子跟他说，我还藏了一纳利的米，就是我还有一纳利的米。人们大哥说，你怎么不早说？我都饿了好几天了，你怎么还不说？那妻子说，但是这一纳利米是最后的米了，再没有。
That is nali, okay? You told nali, what nali?
Yes, I told.
And then the wife cooked that rice, and she served that rice, into five people, okay? Equal portion. To everybody.
然后这个妻子他煮了这个米，然后把这个把煮好的米平分给五个人。
So then, when Mendaka he wanted to eat, then a Pacheka Buddha appeared outside the house.
然后当这个曼达卡想吃他的米的时候，他说：“突然一个比丘佛来到他的门外。”
So then, as soon as he saw the Pacheka Buddha, he thought, "No, I am not going to eat this. I have to keep this to get merit." So he got up, told the Pacheka Buddha to wait, and he gave his portion to Pacheka Buddha.
然后他看到毕师佛以后，他就想，我不想，我不想，不想，我不想，不想，我不想吃这个饭，我要把这个米送给那个毕师佛，然后去获得更多功德，然后他就把这个米饭供养给那个毕师佛。
So his wife thought, how can I eat my portion of rice? My husband does not eat. I should also not eat. Therefore, she went and give her portion to Pacheka Buddha.
然后那个妻子，他妻子看到这个时候就想，他说：“你看那个我丈夫都不吃他的米，然后我怎么能吃呢？然后那我就不吃了。”然后他又把那个妻子就把他自己那份米供养给那个毕师佛。
So the son also thought, my father give his portion to the Pacheka Buddha. He does not eat. My father the same. How can I eat? It's not proper for me to eat. And then he went and give his own portion to the Pacheka Buddha.
然后儿子想，你看我父亲都不吃，然后我这个儿子怎么适合吃呢？然后他这样想之后，他就把自己那份也供养给毕师傅。
The daughter-in-law the same and the servant the same。
然后那女儿和仆人也是一样做的。
So, and then the Pacheka Buddha took that rice and went and shared it with other five Pacheka Buddhas。
然后这个毕师傅拿这个米，然后把这个米，然后。分给另外五个毕支佛，分给另外五个毕支佛。
So then, after in the night, no. So Mendaka was so hungry. Now nobody ate in the house. Okay. Therefore, days they were hungry. And now the last, it's called portion of rice they ordered given away. So he felt so hungry, and told his wife, "Go to the kitchen and see." If there are some scraps of rice inside, stick in the vessel, cooking vessel.
然后到夜晚的时候呢，因为他们最后这个米他们也没吃，所以没拿开，就是他感到非常的饿，非常饿。他就告诉妻子说：“你到厨房里边看一看，就是厨房里边锅里边还有没有沾着些米渣什么的。”
Now his wife.She knew there is nothing there because she already washed everything. Everything is called the vessel. You can find a rice grain was not there. She knew, but she told, okay, I will go and see. Just to make it, not to argue with him, no.
那个妻子其实知道，就是那个时候厨房里边就是已经那个厨房里边那容器里边其实什么东西都没有了，因为那容器都已经被他洗过了。然后但是他为了不让那个这丈夫生气，不跟丈夫争吵，然后他还是去厨房查看。
So now in her surprise, what she went for a job, she went to see, and then she saw the whole cooking vessel was full of rice.
然后他去厨房上面一看，结果发现那个厨房锅里边那个盛满了米。
She screamed.And told, come here, I can't believe it. The vessel is full of rice.
然后这个妻子还发生尖叫，说来，大家都来，我真不敢相信，这锅里边竟然充满了米。
So when Mendaka went to see and so what, and then all the five people they saw it, they could not believe it.
然后Mendaka那个他还有其他几个人去看的时候，然后他们都看，然后这五个人都不敢相信。
So when the wife took a spoon to serve as called Mendaka, that empty space again become full.
然后那个妻子，然后从那个锅里边拿出一勺饭来，那个来给Mendaka的时候，然后他发现他咬出一勺饭那个地方，然后那个米又自动盛满。
She served five people again. The vessel become full.
然后他拿那个他拿那个米给五个人盛满，然后但是发现那锅还是满。
However much she will take, again that vessel will become full.
就是不管他拿多少，那个锅总是满。
And then they're starting, as called, they act themselves, and they're starting also giving to the neighbors.
然后他下面是给他们自己吃完之后，他们那个他们下面这个锅里边分给他们一句。
Still the vessel was not empty.
但是那个锅还是没有空。
They understood it is because of the Sahipa of the Pacheka Buddhas.
然后他们就理解这可能是因为那个毕支佛神通力。
So now anyway, now this story goes on. I don't want to tell the full story.
这个故事我们讲到这里，然后那个故事。
We have to take this story and see how the Sangha Raja took this story and he make his own explanation what means Nali.
他说这个故事当然后面还有继续，但是我们因为我想听，我们就讲这个地方，因为我们讲这个地方就是说他那个泰国僧王，他为什么他拿了这个以这个故事为基础，然后对那里这个单位做出了自己的解释。
That is, in that story, the definition of Nali is not given. But it says that five people, I suppose, the wife cooked that and she served five people. The husband, herself, the son and so forth, five people.
他说这个故事本身里边呢，他那个对那里这个东西并没有任何定义，但是在这个故事里边说，那个妻子藏了一纳利米饭，然后他煮了这个米饭，然后把这份米饭分给五个人吃。So
therefore he concluded that one nali means five people can eat.
然后这个僧话得出一个结论，然后这一纳利米饭足够五个人吃。
So and then he come to the conclusion that this must be as called five people can eat. That means you have to serve five people. If you serve five people, the bowl will become maybe 8.5 bowl, this big size, or nine, size nine bowl. According to his calculations.
然后，如果用这种方式来计算的话，就是说我们那个是，就是说，如果一纳利能一纳利米饭能够五个人吃的话，就是这个波最后大小能达到8.5号或者9号那个事情。So,
now, if we take, for example, even if we take this as called this account that actually on nali it is for five people. Okay. So first, there was a famine. Okay. Famine. And this. This nali of rice had been hidden just for, let's call, for emergency case. Okay. And we don't know what actually now, in famine times, usually people, they serve very little portions, small portions. Okay. They don't serve a full-fledged meal on the table like that.
我们知道在这个故事里边，就是它是一纳利米饭只是擦起来，然后被那个紧急情况。 但是我们知道，在那个饥荒发生的时候，一般来说，他不会让你吃饱，就是说，他每人分的份儿应该只是一小份而已，不是让你吃饱那个分量。But
if you would take full-fledged meal, full-fledged meal, now, let's see. Now, lay people usually, I told you, if they serve a plate, one plate, it's about 700 grams. Okay, this is what they eat for lunch. Okay, if you multiply five. As called with 700 grams, you get only 2,750 grams.
然后我们说那个就是说的那个，就是吃一盘饭，一般也就750克。所以说如果是五个人的饭量的话，那就把这个750乘以五，那大概是2750克。
Now this amount.
3750克，不好意思，3750克。
Okay, this amount is less than 6.5 bowl.
然后。 这个量的话，还是比那个6.5号的波要小。So
therefore, it cannot be 8. It cannot be 8.5. Okay, 8.5 volt, which takes about 7,500. Okay. He came up. He tells us 8.5 volt is good. Okay. See now, this amount, okay, fits to this bowl. It does not fit here. Okay.
But it's 6 nanis, no? A bowl is 6 nanis, something. A bowl is 6 nanis. You, I mean, a medium-sized bowl is a 6 nanis. It's not 1 nani.
6 nani? No, I mean, okay. 1 nani, if you cook it
you can cook it, no. Uh-huh. You can tell about if what is nalyaga. He misunderstands nalyaga.
Okay.
If you cook it, uh-huh. he does not tell about cooking like that.
Uh-huh.
He just his own calculations.
Okay.
Now he does not take the meaning explanation I gave you.
Okay.
No, like that. No. Okay. He tells about it. One nali, uh-huh. okay. Uh-huh. Now you will tell me one nali is like that, no?
Uh-huh.
Okay. One nali. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You, if you divide it, five people can eat.
In his explanation, one nali is one bowl.
One nali, five people can eat.
Uh-huh.
That means according to his calculation, one nali is 8.5 size bowl.
Okay, one nali is one bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Finish. This guy.
他说然后那个泰国三皇呢他那个他也和那个力量也是解释不一样他认为就是一个波就应该一纳利然后一个波应该能够五人吃饭的量然后但是五人吃饭量按照我们现在这个计算的话应该是两千七百五十克但是他说那个八点五号波合适但是八点五号波那个他那个他称的饭量是七千五百克左右
So now according to the Vinaya explanation I give you one nali is about 960 grams.
Okay.
But if you multiply it by five, with five, mm-hmm. actually you can take 4,850. This fits to this ball, size 7,
mm-hmm.
or maybe size 0.5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but not 8.5.
他说，如果人是去五纳利的话，然后我们按照我们昨天那个马甘坦纳利的那个计算方法的话，大概是4850克。4850克的话，大概在7号波和7.5号波之间，但是也不论如何不能达到8.5号波。
Now, I told you now, you see, now, if it's 1,108 grams,
uh-huh.
you can feed full.
Okay.
Okay. Even if you take one nali, uh-huh. one nali to be 1,600 grams.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, if you multiply that, you see,
plus 8,000.
8,500.
It's 8,000, not 500, it's just 8,000.
8,000?
Yes, just 8,000.
No, it cannot be.
8,000.
8,500. So then, now, this can go up to size 9 volt.
Okay.
So then, for now, this is where actually this time month,
mm-hmm.
they take this kind of simple story there.
Uh-huh.
Which the definition of nali is not mentioned.
Uh-huh.
And this during the famine time,
uh-huh.
okay, it's not like when you have abundance of food
uh-huh.
to mix it with vegetables and to food to fill the bowl. Like
uh-huh.
it's not abundance time.
Okay.
It's just they had only rice.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then they come to this explanation and so forth that five people can eat.
Uh-huh.
And only maybe they come to conclusion, say 8.5 bowl is correct.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, there is no any Vinaya text they can refer to how to measure it.
Marginal length.
Okay, 8,000.
Okay.
So, this is how in Thailand monks starting using this bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's called the minimum size in Thailand they use is 8.5 bowl.
Uh-huh.
Minimum size. Teachers will scold you if you take smaller bowl. So, as if you break a Vinaya rule if you take a smaller ball. So then, another practice in Thailand is that they have to fill the bowl up to the brim if they go for Pindapata. Now, if they go for Pindapata, actually, they fill the bowl up to the brim. And there is a kapya,
mm-hmm.
he has a sack,
mm-hmm.
then you have to take the bowl and put it into the sack. And they don't go for Pindapata, fill it up to the brim.
Mm-hmm.
They have size 8.5 and 9 bowl, size 9 bowls,
mm-hmm.
sometimes 10 bowl.
Okay.
Size 10. So they fill it and then they put it on the sack of the kapya.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kapya has to carry this.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 5
six, seven times you have to fill your bowl, which is so big. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So then, and then they after they bring everything on, in the monastery, they collect so much, and they give to the all the capias, the workers who are in living in the monastery.
Okay. Okay.
And they have also to the dogs. They feed the dogs.
Okay.
So then, and you have very big dogs in the monastery, like very fat, fat dogs. And then some to squirrels. And I don't know what they do with this food, but it's so much. So, and I was actually, when I was in Thailand, I was fed up by looking at such things. And so what they do with this waste, wasting so much food.
Mm-hmm.
Like this? Kapia?
Kapia. No, Kapia. It's not Kapia. He's Samanera.
所以是这个不是井是个那个是个什么是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是个是 面一个净人拿那个很大的那个袋儿，那个跟在后面。然后这个泰国有一个传统，就是说你托钵儿称食物，一定要把这个钵儿给称满，就他一家可能称满，然后再第二家让钵儿一直到把钵儿称满为止。把钵儿称满了之后呢，他那个这个比库他把钵里边所有食物倒到那个净人拿个那个大袋子里边。然后接着下一家，到下一家，然后继续盛满，然后他最后这个钵大概要盛满五六次，然后就是拿了很多食物之后呢，然后再回到寺庙里边，然后接着把袋子里边食物拿出来分给大家。然后说泰国寺庙里边这食物呢，他们不光分给那些比库，还分给寺院里边这些净人啊、工人啊，还有狗啊，还有松鼠啊什么的。然后他说那个那时候寺院里边养那些狗都吃得非常壮。然后他说在泰国看这种情况，觉得非常的受不了，然后他就不是很理解为什么泰国人这么浪费食物。
You know, in Thailand, a monk does not go for Pindapata just to feed himself.
Mm-hmm.
He has to feed all the workers in the kapyas, construction workers, and so forth, which are the monastery.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the families.
You mean the construction workers have families?
Yeah, construction family, because so much food, they collect so much food.
Oh, okay.所以说一个泰国比库托钵，他不是为自己，他不仅仅是为自己托钵，然后他可能他会托的食物，他还要分给那些那个建筑工人，那个建筑工人还有寺院里边进人，甚至这些建筑工人的家人，他得要吃他这个托钵的食物。
So much food is left over.
嗯
，That's called this is a waste of food, a lot of waste of food.
嗯，这是一种浪费食物的一种行为。
So then, Anyway, now, and this explanation of the Sangharaja is not based in the Vinaya text, it's based on the speculative explanation he gave according to the story, Mandaka story. They call this research of the Sangharaja.
嗯，然后他们把这个称之为研究成果。
So, and there is another research also about cheese. That you can eat cheese in the afternoon also.
Okay. 然后他们还有另外一条研究成果，就是说你那下午可以吃奶酪。
是什么？
下午可以吃奶酪。
奶酪。
对。
Now in Thailand, everywhere, cheese.Is a part and parcel of your kilambasa.
Okay.
chocolate. Ice cream also now. Ice cream, cheese, chocolate. These are somehow standard things which you have to eat to take in the afternoon. As a tonic, they tell tonics.
Ah, 那是泰国那个奶酪、巧克力和冰淇淋就成为下午那个给下午那个kilambasa的标配了。
So, and they ask for now, they got this medicine. Actually, now cheese is very rich in protein. Okay, it is almost the same protein like fish. Now, ask for rice has about about 2 grams or 3 grams of protein per 100 grams. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, cheese is about 18 or 20 grams of protein in 100 grams.
Mm-hmm. 他说这太过比或不奶酪这东西当成是药。 他说但是从蛋白质含量来看这个也是不实际。他说因为你看如果米的蛋白质含量的话是百分之二到百分之三，就是一百克里边就是两到三克蛋白质，但是奶酪蛋白质含量是百分之十八到百分之十八到百分之二十之间，就是说一百克里边有十八到二十克的那个蛋白质。
So and then fish is about 20-25 like that, and meat about 30-32 grams. These are the top rich protein foods in the world. Cheese, fish, meat.
他说那个鱼的话，那个蛋白质含量大概是20%到25%，然后肉的话是30%到32%，所以说，鱼肉和奶酪是可以说食物里边最富含蛋白质的。
No doctor can tell you that cheese is for heal any sickness except appetite sickness.
他说那个，没有哪个医生会告诉你，就是这个。 奶酪是治病的药，除非你得的是食欲不振。
Now I'm telling this now because now we have to study this next rule about medicines. Okay.
他说我现在告诉大家这些，因为下面要接，然后下面要接，然后下面要接，然后所以呢，但是。
So then, therefore, we are not out of our topic. Well, within the topic, okay.
So we didn't deviate from the topic. We're still talking about this.
Now, out of these five medicines, the Buddha tells that the monks can eat sapi, ghee, navanita, okay. Next, and after madhu is honey, and it's called tela. It is oil, and then panita is molasses. Okay. Now here, Navanita, it is where Thai monks explain this cheese.
Okay. But the first one is cheese, no?
No, the first is sapi. Sapi
is cheese.
Ghee oil.
Oh, ghee oil. Sorry.
Ghee oil. For that, they don't tell anything
about
it. Ghee oil is ghee oil.
Okay.
But Navanita, number two, Thai monks, they tell is cheese.
他说那个五种七日药里边呢，他说不是五种七日药嘛，然后第一种七日药是酥油，第二种七日药我们先不说，然后第三种七日药是蜜，第四种七日药是油，然后第五种七日药是茶浆，然后泰国比库说第二种七日药就是奶酪。Therefore,
they tell we make research and found that Navanita is cheese research.
然后他们说他们。 做了一项研究，然后研究结果发现，就是第二项那个七日药其实应该是奶酪。
Now we also in Sri Lanka made another research. Okay.
然后，and
we found everywhere what the Buddha explains how Navanita is made. How they make Navanita. Okay.
然后我们在斯里兰卡这边也做一项研究，就是看这个第二项七日药到底是什么。然后我们在这三档这儿发现，就是佛陀怎样解释这个第二项七日药到底是怎么做出来的。
Oh, the Sutta, the Buddha tells that from milk, okay, you can make curd. Okay, curd comes, curd comes,
okay.
Means it's called daddy. The part is daddy.
他说那个佛说这个东西制作成这样，首先你从牛奶里边制作成凝乳。
From curd, you can get Navanita. Navanita is produced. Okay, produced better.
然后你从这种凝乳当中，你可以得到那个第二项七日药。
From Navanita, sapi. Ghee oil is produced.
然后这个从第二项七日药里边，这进不进制，你可以得到酥油。
Now, the question arises. Simple question. Can you get ghee oil from if Navanita is cheese? Can you get ghee oil from cheese?
然后那么现在很简单的问题，如果说第二项七日药，如果按照这个解释，如果说就是奶酪的话。 那么你能不能从奶酪中得到酥油呢
？Every Indian every Indian,
mm-hmm.
he will laugh, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because every Indian knows that to get ghee oil, you have to get from butter. There is no way to get ghee oil from any other substance, okay?
然后如果你说是从奶酪中能掉碎的话，每个印度人都会笑，因为他们都知道，就是那个黄油是那个不是碎油是从黄油当中得到的，而不是从其他任何东西当中得到的。
You can study how to make ghee.
嗯。
From Ayurvedic books, from cooking books in India, you can be asked Indians how they make ghee and so on. Everybody will say just simple from butter.
他说你可以研究这个碎油怎样制造的，就是你不管是从那阿育吠陀的时候，还是从那个印度那烹饪的那碎油，然后所有的印度人都告诉你，就是碎油是从那个黄油里边制作出来的。
One more point is that cheese was not known in India up to the time Europeans arrived, maybe about the time British arrived, about 18th century AD.
他说，实际上对于印度人来说，他们在十八世纪欧洲人到来之前，他们是不知道奶酪这个东西的。
It is Europeans who brought cheese in India. Formerly, Indian people did not know how to make cheese.
他说实际上是欧洲人把奶酪带入印度，然后在欧洲人把奶酪带入印度之前，印度人根本不知道怎么制造奶酪。
Now Indians knew how to make curd. To make curd, you usually put.You boil the milk,
mm-hmm.
and you put some acid,
mm-hmm.
and ultimately that acid helps to the milk to become thicker and thicker and thicker, and it becomes more solid.
嗯，然后那个印度人知道怎么从牛奶里边制作那个牛乳，就是说你首先把那个奶煮到牛奶，然后把那个煮到牛奶里边加些酸，然后最后这牛奶会凝紧，就变成凝乳。
But in order to make cheese, you again boil the milk, but you have to put the juice of a cow's stomach.
Okay.
Cow's stomach. These enzymes. Yeah, enzymes from the cow's of the stomach.
Okay.
Of the stomach of a cow.
Okay. Okay. 他说，但是如果说你要从牛奶里边吃到奶酪的话。你要往牛奶里边加东西就不是普通酸，你必须是牛的那个胃液才可以。他说因为那个牛的胃液里边很多种酶。
So this is how cheese becomes more thicker than curd.
这是为什么，就是说这个奶酪比那个凝乳更加的那个厚实。
Now in India.People, they will not kill a cow to get the juice, the stomach juice in order to make cheese. They did not know this technique. It was Europeans who brought it in India, I was called, about 18th century AD.
他说因为印度人来说，他们是不会杀害那个牛，然后就取得那个牛的胃液的，然后为了那个制造奶酪，就取得牛的胃液。只有在印度欧洲人到来之后，就是十八世纪欧洲人到来之后，他们才开始知道有什么个技术。
But even then, however much you try to get, cheese Navanita, however much you and from Navanita comes ghee oil.However much you try to get ghee oil from cheese, there is no way.
但是如果说你已经把这个牛奶做成奶酪的话，你再怎么想从奶酪中获得那个素油都是做不到的。
Therefore, now this research of Thailand so far is the same research like this bold research.
所以说这个
just based on speculative grounds and cannot be acceptable.
所以说就是说他们关于就是这个。其实要是这个奶酪属于，其实要是想研究呢，就像他们刚刚对于波这个研究一样，就是那个是它是基于一种臆测，而是不可以被接受的。
And at least my research is shown that all the items the Buddha allowed for monks to take in the afternoon, like these five tonics, this ghee, butter, and so forth, honey, and any other items they allowed in the afternoon to take, they are protein free.Protein free. Okay.
然后他说那个，根据他自己的研究，就是 佛陀允许在下午吃的是那个东西，包括那个五种七日药以及其他才允许的那个下午吃的东西，都是不含蛋白质的。
Now ghee oil is protein free. If you see Encyclopedia of Nutrition, for example, or some other very encyclopedias, we give the nutritional value of each food. If you see under ghee, it is only fat and little carbohydrate, but no protein. Protein zero.
然后大家如果看关于那个营养学的百科全书的话，大家看那个关于素油的营养成分，大家发现那个素油营养成分主要就是脂肪，然后还有一部分碳水化合物，但是绝对是没有蛋白质的。
Any other oils, olive oil, coconut oil, any other oils, they are protein zero, just fat.
然后不管其他什么油，就比方不管是橄榄油还是椰子油或者其他什么油，他们都是不含蛋白质，只是脂肪而已。
Honey, sugar, molasses, protein zero, only carbohydrates.
然后那个蜂蜜、糖，还有糖浆。这些东西他们也是不含蛋白质，只有碳水化合物而已。
Only butter, if you take Navanita's butter, which is everybody, any Indian in Sri Lanka, he knows that actual Navanita is butter. You take butter, according to nutritional value they give in books, it is about 0.5 grams of protein in 100 grams, which is almost zero.
然后大家如果看黄油， okay. 大家如果看黄油的话，那个然后如果看黄油的话，然后看那个营养学，那个就是说那个C两上都知道这个黄油就是第二种七日药。然后黄油的话，看那个根据那个营养学百科全书的话，它的含蛋白质的比例是0.5%，几乎等于没有。
So except butter, all the other items have, it's called protein zero. There is not a single item which the Buddha allowed which has any protein contained. To nourish the body.
所以说就是除了黄油有0.5%蛋白质，然后现在其他佛陀所允许的这种食物，都不含蛋白质，然后让你的身体获得蛋白质的自由。
The way they make Navanita or butter, it is to take curd and to churn it, to heat and so forth for a long time, and ultimately the fat comes on the surface. Okay. By churning a lot, they put a little bit of water and churn it. Again, they put water and churn it. Ultimately, the fatty molecules, they starting coming on the surface. And then they collect this, put aside. Again, they churn. Again, other fatty molecules come on the surface. They collect this and put it on the side. Now, this is very thick fat. They collect, which comes on the surface of the curd. So, and after they wash it, and you have this fresh butter is good. After they can heat it a little bit and it becomes a little bit more soft to apply on bread, like that.
而且黄油，如果你知道是怎么制作的话，就是那个凝乳不断的那个什么，就是那个打它，然后过滤，然后就是在水里边打它，然后那个过滤，然后把那个就是在水里边搅拌，然后它那个它里边那含脂肪的分子会不断的浮上水面。不到是分到水面，然后他们那个油撇去，然后再打，然后再那个油又出来，然后再那个又下面一层油这样撇出来之后呢，他把撇出来之后再加热使它凝聚，然后这样就都再称之为黄油，然后再凝聚好之后，你就才可以把那个黄油抹那个面包上。
Now to make ghee oil now, they take this butter, they heat it longer.Till it boils, starting boiling. So, and then after it boils, only the oil comes out and the fat goes down. The fatty, thick substance goes down on the bottom of the cooking vessel and only the oil comes up. Therefore, they take the oil and remove the oil and then separate it. That is the ghee oil. It's called. This is purified butter.
他说那个素油是怎么回事？素油你是得黄油之后，然后把这黄油进一步加热融化， 然后这个时候它那个欢迎里边比较厚的那些脂肪它会撑到底下，然后比较轻的油会再次飘起来，然后你再把那个比较轻的漂浮起来的油那个收集一下，然后这个油就是素油，然后所以说素油实际上是精致的黄油。
Now this ghee oil can be used for cooking, but in Ayurvedic medicine, they use it to mix it with different other medicines. Okay.
这个素油可以用来烹饪，但是不仅仅用于烹饪，在那个阿育吠陀里边，就是印度传统的草药医学里边，他也把这素油和其他那个素油和其他草药混在一起，然后做成新的药。
So if they make pills, Ayurvedic pastes, some like many other things, so they put ghee oil, because it helps for the medicine to get absorbed by the body.
所以说印度人吃这种草药丸、草药膏的时候，他们经常会加素油，因为这个素油有这个药物在人体之内吸收。
So if they have ghee oil is not available, they use butter instead.
如果他们没有素油的话，他们就用黄油代替。
So therefore, butter and ghee oil are standard. It's called in the list of the standard Ayurvedic medicines.
所以说那个黄油和素油这两样东西，就是在那个标准草药，就是标准印度草药表里边，那个是有的。
This is how the Buddha allowed monks to use this butter and ghee oil for medicinal purposes also. Because they give because they have a lot of calories, you can get some energy, but they don't nourish the body. You can get only calories.
他说，也就是这个原因，就是说，佛陀那个允许住比库把这个黄油和素油用作医药方面的用途，因为这两者他们含很高的热量，但是他们因为他们不含蛋白质，所以说他们在滋养身体方面是非常有限的。
The same way with sugar and honey and so forth, they have only calories. They are carbohydrates, they have calories. That's why you get some little bit of energy, you know. But they don't help you for muscle building, like proteins, to build the muscles. That's called, you don't become fat like because of taking butter and ghee. There's no way.
然后那个汤和蜂蜜一样，然后他们也只含有热量，然后但也不含蛋白质，所以说你不可能用那个吃那个汤和蜂蜜，然后使自己肌肉变得更加强壮。
Now these medicines they help actually to break down the proteins. For they help for metabolism. Metabolism means now vitamins and minerals and this kind of carbohydrates and fat. They help to break down the protein after you take meal. In order for this protein to break down, okay, if you put a little sugar, if you put oil, this oil and sugar, they help to break down this metabolism, proteins, in order for the body to absorb the protein. But the sugar and ghee oil or butter, so they don't nourish themselves the body. Okay.
所以说这其实一样的，就是不敢是那个。素油也好，还是那个糖蜂蜜也好，然后他们认为因为他们本身含有一些热量，所以他们可以促进机体的新陈代谢，然后和那维生素是矿物质在某种程度上起的作用相同的，就是他们是那个促进你的蛋白质的分解，就是说能然后那个促进你身体吸收蛋白质，但他们本身不包含蛋白质，所以他们不能滋养身体。
So if you have not eaten for 2-3 days and the body has no protein, by taking ghee and butter, you don't feel any difference. Because there is no protein for this medicine to break down, to break down, to metabolize, for you to get some energy. That's why it's called, they don't work. But after you eat a meal, already protein the body. And you take this medicine can break down the amino acids, as called proteins, in order to release them for you to get energy. They help actually to break down the protein while you have protein in the body, but you have no protein in the body. So it is normal, it does not make difference by taking them.
比方说，如果你是饿两三天以后，然后然后什么都没吃，然后开始只吃那个酥油或者黄油这些东西吧，你可能感觉你对你的身体没有产生变化，因为这东西它不含蛋白质。然后你如果你饿了一段时间之后，然后你身体可能也没有多余蛋白质可供你分解了，所以说你的身体就不出什么特别变化。
Another thing, you can't take a big amount of that. If you take big amount, you feel vomitish. So then, many people actually even taking two, three spoonfuls of butter like that, only butter, they feel like vomiting.
然后还有一点就是像酥油黄油这东西，其实你不能吃太多，然后你吃太多的话，你会像恶心，像呕吐。然后对很多人，他们吃那个吃黄油吃两三勺就开始。
Or if you take more than enough, you have to run to the toilet for diarrhea. You get.
他说如果你吃太多的话，你可能那个跑到厕所里边，因为你开始腹泻了。
Therefore, these are actually Buddha knew. Monks and so on, they can restrain. In the afternoon and so forth, they don't become vikala bhojanas. But if you take cheese, it is one of the richest nutritious food in the world. Everybody knows it.
他说：“所以说，佛陀知道这东西，它不能滋养身体。然后那个，就比后面吃这东西可以自我节制。所以说，那个就是说，不吃这东西不会陷入非食。但是如果说你下午吃奶酪的话，奶酪可能可以说世界上最有营养食物之一。
The same way, if you take chocolate, chocolate has, I don't know about 15 grams of protein per 100 grams. Okay.
然后巧克力确实一样，然后巧克力蛋白质含量大概在15%左右。
It does not make difference whether it's black chocolate or what's called mixed with sugar or with milk.
Milk.
That's called the content of cacao powder. It makes of cacao powder. Cocoa powder.
Yes, cocoa powder.
That is cocoa powder. It is about 15 to 16 grams of protein per 100 grams.
他说：“然后这个巧克力，即使你吃的这巧克力，就是不含糖、不含牛奶那种巧克力的话，它也含有蛋白质，因为可可粉本身它就含有15%到16%蛋白质。
”Ice cream, they take ice cream or diamonds. We are very, very poor. The lambas are very poor. No ice cream, no cheese, no chocolates.
然后冰淇淋也是一样，然后我们这我们这儿超市其实很穷的，然后既没有奶酪，也没有冰淇淋，也没巧克力，也没有冰淇淋，然后所以我们还是比较原始。
You go in Kilambasa Hall in Thailand, Kilambasa Hall, they have served ice creams everywhere with cherry on the top.
Cherry, okay. 他说你去那个泰国的超市看的冰淇淋上还有樱桃。
Different flowers, vanilla flower, chocolate flower.
然后还有那个像草做成的花，还有那个巧克力做成的花什么的。
是泰国出家的，吃的很
舒服。For them, this is tonic.
对他们来说，这是其实药。
Kilambasa, this is Kilambasa.
对他们来说，
这
是那个
Kilambasa. So now, ice cream is made of from milk. Okay.And Buddha told that milk, curd, and so forth, they are not medicine, they are called panita bhojanas, delicious foods.
Okay. 然后他说那个佛陀说像那个就是像冰淇淋这东西是由牛奶做成，然后是像那个牛奶凝乳这些东西，他那个佛陀很没有把它叫做药，而是把它称为那个美味食。
Therefore now, Thai monks who eat this in the afternoon, who take it in the afternoon, they don't make vikala bhojana, they make panita vikala bhojana.
所以说那个像下午吃牛那个像奶酪这些东西的泰国僧人，他们吃的不但是非食，而且是美味非食食。
Delicious vikala bhojana. Okay, now other point we will discuss later. We have to go to the room now. I don't know what is time.
No, it's 9 o'clock.
Okay.
下面开始讲这个学术。
All right. Now somebody is to read the story about the five medicines.
然后现在给大家念一下那个第二十三条的那个第二十三条先把现在那个故事。
Oh, this is a long story, no? Okay, never mind what to do.
Okay.
托玉在王舍身边坐住住处哭，而李清早散哭时，摩揭陀王斯尼耶频婆娑罗至毗邻迦陀多长老处，李长老而退坐一面，坐以摩揭陀王斯尼耶频婆娑罗对毗邻迦陀娑长老曰：“大德上座，令他人坐何事耶？”大王：“欲坐住处之孤，而令人清扫三哭也。”大德：“尊者需要近人耶？”大王：“世尊不听许用近人。”大德：“若是，即请问世尊，然后告知我。”然大王。长老毗邻迦陀娑如是应诺摩揭陀王斯尼耶频婆娑罗。尔时长老毗邻迦陀娑为频婆娑罗说法，令欢喜时，王有长老毗邻迦陀娑之说法，欢喜同坐而起，李长老又绕而去。由此长老毗邻迦陀娑时差使是世尊出而言：“世尊，摩揭陀王频婆娑罗欲奉师近人，世尊当如何耶？”尔时世尊以是因缘说法而告诸比库曰：“诸比库，听取用近人。摩揭陀王斯尼耶频婆娑罗再至长老毗邻迦陀娑处。”李长老而退坐一面，坐以言长老曰：“大德，世尊听取用近人耶？”然大王：“若此，大德我奉师近人与尊主。”十摩揭陀王斯尼耶频婆娑罗忘却应诺师近人与长老毗邻迦陀娑室，酒后得意念别一事物大成曰：“我应诺是近人与大德，如以奉师耶？”大王：“尚未与近人与大德，至今已过几日耶？”时其大臣奋其日而返。频婆娑罗王曰：“大王以500人于耶？”然如以500近人奉师大德。是大王，其大臣应诺于大王，奉师500近人于长老毗邻迦陀，因此而成一村，此名近人村，即称为毗邻迦村。尔时长老毗邻迦陀托依住此村，时长老毗邻迦陀托乘着下夷池上夷余波，未起时而入毗邻迦村。尔时其村行辟童女等盛装着华幔而戏，时长老毗邻迦陀娑顺次行几池至一近人之家里，坐在所设座位上。其实近人不知女儿，见少女等装饰华幔游戏而起，与我华幔，与我装饰去。时长老毗邻佛说问其近人，故曰：“此少女何故而泣耶？”大德：“此少女见其他少女盛装着华幔而泣，与我华幔，与我装饰俱。我等平人何处能有华幔装饰俱耶？”而是长老毗邻迦陀娑取一草轮
言起听人，故曰然。彼此草环结在少女头上，时其近人不取草环结于少女之头，即成黄金之华脉，庄严美丽。王之后宫，岂无如此之金华脉？众人道摩陀王频婆娑罗曰：大王，其近人家有黄金之华脉，庄严美丽。王之后宫，岂无有如此之金华脉？其平人何处得来？必是盗窃而来之物也。于是摩羯陀王施尼耶频婆娑罗令普护近人之一族长老毗邻迦婆娑沉着下衣，持上于女波再入毗邻迦春起时，女春顺次行起时而至其近人家，问邻居曰：此近人一族至何处也？大德，因黄金华曼故被王所毗。于是长老毗邻迦婆娑之摩羯陀王斯尼耶频婆娑罗宫殿至已，坐在所设座位上。时频婆娑罗王至毗邻迦婆娑长老前，礼敬而坐一面，一面坐有。于是长老毗邻迦婆娑对王曰：大王，何故护近人之一族耶？他得彼近人有金华脉，庄严美丽，我后宫既无比如此金华脉，彼之平人何处得来？必是盗取而来矣。使长老毗邻迦婆娑作念，使摩羯陀王频婆娑罗之宫殿成为黄金，因此宫殿皆成黄金。大王，王此众多之黄金从何处来矣？大德之意，有大德神通力也，而放其近人一条。众人之大德毗邻迦婆娑于大王座前视线神通不可思议之过人反而欢喜，为长老毗邻迦婆娑持来五种妙物，即熟书、生书、油、蜜、石蜜。虽然长老毗邻迦婆娑未因得此五种药物，而彼已所得许多五种药物喜舍于徒众，其徒因多得而成娇羞者，将所得常满瓶瓮也，又充于洒水下。这是什么？露水下。又充于溺水下。囊袋挂于窗上，令此等物品互为结缠粘着，既因属实而散布于金舍。众人寻拜金舍，见此而积嫌非难。此三门四子内藏货物，恰如摩羯陀王斯尼耶频婆娑罗诸比库文比等之非难，彼等诸少欲者非难，为何诸贫库思如是交奢耶？于是彼等以是白世尊，诸贫库比库等实思如是交奢耶？实然世尊。佛世尊歌者诸贫库，为何汝等愚人思如是交奢耶？诸贫库，此非令未信者生信，乃至诸贫库，汝等当如是诵此学处。病品库当有病残药，即熟书、生书、油蜜、石蜜也。此等得后，限续七日得以使用。若过此者，一他其他八十天。还有什么？
Okay, now we have heard for the first time a story how psychic powers work, no? Maybe you also in the future. In the future also, if you develop psychic powers, we can make palaces made of gold. So when
从这二阶段经验，然后看看这神通如何发挥作用。如果大家将来如果有神通的话，也可以知道自己黄金宫殿。
So, but these sahi powers are also dangerous.
Yeah.
Dangerous, okay?
Mm.
Because now in this story, we saw that people, they offer so much requisites to monks who have sahi powers, and ultimately trouble. The whole monastery trouble. So then you have, okay, you have requisites coming, like honey and alcohol and all these things, and ghee, oil and butter, but you have also rats also got. So, and then flies, mosquitoes and other flies and snakes. If rats come, snakes also come. So that is one danger of sahi powers. To become famous, that is a problem. Okay. So the Four Noble People, if they see monks storing so many things, they're starting claiming that they are like kings. That's called like storing food like kings. Therefore, the Buddha formulated this rule in order to put a limit of how much monks can store, how much medicines a monk store. So to prevent loba, greed. From this rule, also we can learn that however much people they want to offer, we have to stop to know how much to receive. Okay, not just receive to make the people happy. We must know how to put a limit.
他说那个，岁数那个不管人民，不管多少，那个自觉，我们必须知道那个适可而止啊，不是一那个一直就一味的让人们高兴就一直那个接受，嗯，必须知道那个接受界限在哪里。
Okay, now here Buddha tells that after receiving these five medicines, sapi, navanita, telavantu, panitan, one should keep them or store them up to 7 days in order to use them, in order to make use of them. By exceeding that limit, there is an nisagya pachiri offense. So then here the definitions are given what means sapi. Just this definition, of course, are not much help to know how the sapi is made. Okay, but it tells what are the sources from where you can get the sapi.
So then,
sapi, it is go sapi. Go means cattle, usually cows. Okay, but go sapi does not mean that cows produce ghee oil. It means that cows, ghee oil.
Made from cows.
So now everybody knows that cows, they do not make, you can't get ghee from cow, you can get milk. So, and then, now, It is a practice in these countries. Farmers, they know how to make ghee from milk. They boil it, and then they make first curd. Okay, you can't get directly ghee oil from milk. You have to boil that milk, and then put acid to make it curd, and then from curd you can get butter, and from butter you can get oil. This is the procedure by heating the butter. You have to heat the butter a lot so that it starts boiling. Then you collect the oil which comes from the surface and remove it, and that is ghee oil.
然后这个国家农民都知道这个酥油，酥酥酥酥油这都是怎么做出来的。然后你先煮牛奶，然后煮牛奶，然后往里面加酸，然后就得到凝乳。然后凝乳再进一步加热，然后把那个上面的那个油萃取出来，然后就是酥油。So
another procedure is to boil the milk and on the surface, this thick layer appears, no? On very thick layer, which is very thick, so like cream layer. By removing that, slowly, 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 boiling the milk again, again new layer of this thick fat comes up. Collecting all this fat who comes on the surface of the oil, taking that, and then churning it, and taking butter, the butter of it, thick fat, and then heating the butter, and then from the butter you can get oil, ghee oil.
然后还有一种就是说那个直接这是黄油办法，就是说你那个你煮的牛奶，然后那个牛奶上漂浮一层奶油。 然后你可以把这些奶油那个什么，就是这奶油，你可以把它收集起来，然后你把那奶油撇掉之后，再继续煮那奶，然后它会那奶油还不但浮出来，然后最后这奶油收集到一起之后呢，然后把它们那个进行那个挤压，静止，不是就这样可以直接做成黄油，然后做成黄油之后，还有刚才说那程序，把黄油煮，然后把那上面那层油撇出来，就是酥油。Okay,
now. Milk, it is not only cows who produce milk, There are other animals also who produce milk. That's why the Buddha tells Ajika Sapi. Ajika is from goat. From goat. You know, goat. it's a sheep. Sheep.
他说然后那个是能吃的山奶的也不仅仅是牛，还有山羊，所以附在这个地方也是那个山羊乳。
And Mahinsa Sapi, it is from buffalo.
然后那个还有那个水牛。
Now, in Sri Lanka, usually they make, they take milk from buffalo, they make curd, from curd they make butter, and from butter they make ghee. Here in Sri Lanka is very common buffalo milk, which is used. Therefore, when you eat in the, at noon time some curd, it is a buffalo curd. It's not from cow.
Oh, okay.
Buffalo milk is preferred in Sri Lanka because more cooling, while cow milk is more heating.
他说那个，斯里兰好像水牛奶制作酸奶，更受欢迎一些，因为水牛奶制作酸奶那个凉性大一些，如果是那个奶牛奶制作酸奶，它那个热性会大一些。
So then the Buddha tells also, whatever other animals also which produce milk and the meat is allowable. Allowable means because the Buddha allowed certain meats which monk can consume. Okay, from all these animals who the meat can be consumed, also the milk of these animals can be consumed.
他说就是因为那个佛陀曾经允许就是哪些动物的肉是允许吃的，然后就是说如果说这个动物它肉是允许吃的话，那它奶也是被允许的，就是允许食用的。
Now the Buddha prohibited meat from horses, for example. In that case, also milk from horses is not allowed to make sapi. Or navanita butter.
但是比方说那个马肉是佛陀所禁止的，所以说马奶就不那个就真正的黄油或者酥油的话，就是不允许食用的。
The same also with elephants. The Buddha prohibited to eat meat from elephants. In that case, also the milk of elephants is not allowed.
然后佛陀也禁止食用大象肉，所以说大象奶和大象奶制品都也是不允许食用的。
So the Buddha prohibited to eat meat from dogs, dog meat. So then the milk of dogs is also not allowed.
佛陀还禁止吃狗肉，所以说狗奶也是不允许食用。
So what else? I don't know. There are many animals like wild animals. No, usually people they don't take now. Lions. The Buddha prohibited to eat meat of lions. Of course, now who is going to take the milk of lions? I don't know anybody.
当然还有其他一些猛兽，比方说狮子。但是一般也没有人取那个狮子奶。
Tigers. These are mammals. These are all animals are mammals. Mammals means which produce milk in order to feed the babies. Okay.
所以这些都是哺乳动物，就是它就。
All right, and then the Buddha prohibited to eat human flesh. Therefore, ghee oil or butter produced from human milk is also not allowed.
然后佛陀还禁止吃人肉，所以说那个如果是用那个人奶制作的黄油或者酥油的话，也是不能吃。
So then, all right.Now, Navanita, Urad explained a lot of explanation. I would not need to explain again. It is actually fresh butter or butter. Okay. So, for in our Gilambasa hall, we usually have butter on the table. We don't have cheese. And you can take butter, mix it with coffee, mix it with tea.Or mix it with sugar if you like take meso, because good for the stomach, lubricate the stomach. If you have some acidity, acid feeling in the stomach, sourness, get that butter, mix it with sugar a little bit, or hakuru, this kind of jaggery, and eat. It's good for the throat, it lubricates the throat, lubricates the stomach. But it does not nourish.
他说，比如说像我现在在我木茶室里边，虽然没有奶酪，但是还是有这个黄油的。如果大家下午想那个滋润一下自己的那个咽喉或者说胃，就是如果胃酸比较多的话，可以就是把那个咖啡，然后和那个
then we chatumandra also chatumandra for you know who does not know what is chatumandra who does not know what is chatumandra。
大家知道什么是那个茶多曼的？就是现在好像做那个厚厚的那个咖啡色那个。
Okay.
啊 ？Salt butter with salt. How about that?
Salt?
Yes. Can we eat this but with salt?
Salt.
Yes.
No problem.
No problem.
Why?
不是盐，不是。不能吃吗？不盐不是。
So he's asking that if it is allowed for bhikkhus to eat butter with salt, then what is the why does Vajiputas why did this it is that that's the first rule that the Vajiputas break is to store salt. No, the first rule that they break is to
because they mix it with food. No,
they mix it with food.
With food, not with butter.Butter it is 7 days medicine.
Uh-huh.
You can mix one medicine with another.
Mm-hmm.
We explain this how it's called the time limit gets reduced Africa salt, it is Java Jivika, it's lifelong medicine.
Okay, okay.
If you mix it with butter, which is 7 days medicine, that uh-huh. also salt becomes 7 days medicine.
Okay, okay.
But you can still use it for 7 days.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But if you mix it with food, uh-huh. that becomes food.
Uh-huh.
Then you can stop eating it before 12 o'clock. You can't keep it in the afternoon. That is what Vajiputas did know.
So that means that this third thought with the determination that I will mix this thought with food, like that.
You mix it with, not only determination, you actually do it also.
Do it also, but this third thought, but they didn't store the food, but this third thought, so the next day they can use this thought to mix it with food.
Food, yes, that is actually storing food.
Okay.
Study this
about sanity character. 它这个盐本身是终身药，没有任何问题。然后终身药 如果和七日药混合，它是七日药。盐是终身药。
盐是终身药没有问题，盐是终身药没。你听我，我先跟你讲完，是盐是终身药，终身药和七日药混合之后，都变成七日药。比方说七日药和那个实现药就食物混合的话，它变成实现药。终身药和实现药混合，它也变成实现药。
然后那个七百基金那七百基金那七百基金他们做的事情是这样，他们储存食盐，但是他们储存食盐是为了和食物混合，他储存食盐是为了跟食物混合，就是说他比方说他今天吃了饭，然后他没有储存食物，他只储存那些盐，但他用这盐是为了第二天再跟那食物混合，就是他用这盐是为了第二天再跟那食物混合，就是他就他就是这种目的用盐，他那个盐就变成食物了。
就他做一这个盐。 是食物，它就变食物。它不仅，所以它实际上就是那么做的，就是它事实上它也就是。它如果储存了很多盐，我就把这个盐当成是终身药就可以了。那没问题，对呀。然后想问一下，印度里面对于这个茶多曼多拉它的那个制作。嗯。So
he wants to know the proportions of each kind of ingredients of chatu madura.
How to make it?
Yes.
These different techniques. Every man uses different techniques.
但是每个人技术都不一样。所以呢，I
don't know the book he was telling. If you take, let me see. Four portions of what's called of jaggery.
Mm.
For four portions of jaggery, you have to take two portions of butter and ghee oil.
Two portions of butter or ghee oil?
Hmm?
Or ghee oil or and ghee oil? Or and?
Let me see. Now, if you take, yes. They usually make it one portion of. Ghee oil, you have to put two portions of jaggery.
Jaggery, okay.
And the same way now, ghee, okay. Butter, again, one portion of butter, then two portions of jaggery.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm. This is how they do it. Actually, it is, therefore, we have actually more jaggery. And the same honey, I can also like that. Honey it is. Yes. Honey it is also one portion. Mm-hmm. One portion of honey.
Mm-hmm.
Honey. Jaggery.
Mm-hmm. That is all.
That is all.
Honey, jaggery, what is that? Ghee.
Ghee
and butter. Butter. Okay. 他说这样的，他说那个。 醋坛块两份，醋坛块两份，然后那个蜂蜜一份，酥油一份，黄油一份，一共五份。就是这四样东西里边，只有那个什么是两份，就是那个醋坛块两份，其他都是一份。So
these monks here, they don't know young monks and whatever is available, they mix everything together and cook.
Yeah,
no measurement, they just take bottles, mix everything together. So, and sometimes, you can tell him, the dangerous thing is that if they heat the honey also, put the honey heated, that it becomes poisonous.
Oh, okay.
Because of this heated honey.
他说，加热方面可以导致那肝糖的胃痛。你的问题是？这是三种物料。四种。那个这个黄油、酥油、醋糖块、蜂蜜。因为黄油跟那个酥油是两者只取一种。不是。两个都取。都取。醋糖块等于是四块是吧？啊？醋糖块是两块。If
all together, you have actually
how much? These two.
Five.
Four.
Hmm?
And
four?
Two.
What? Four?
Means one portion of ghee, one portion of butter. They all together 2 cups. Because one cup makes a cup. If you take a cup.
Okay, I understand.
There are 2 cups
here. 不好意思，那我刚才解释错，他是这样的，他是那个，他是四样东西，但是
one cup of ghee oil, one cup of honey or butter, there are 2 cups. Okay, and then again, cup one, 2 cups of jaggery, 2 cups for jaggery, so 4 cups.
Honey also, this 1 cup, this 1 cup.
Okay. Mm. 1 cup of honey, 1 cup of honey, and so 2 cups.
他这样，那不好意思，那这个地方他一共分成八份，还是四样东西没错，然后的话这个黄油是一份，酥油是一份。 然后那个醋糖块是四份，蜂蜜是两份。蜂蜜。加热有什么顺序呢？就是先是把。先混合再加热还是什么？先是对对，就是那个顺序呢。So
he
has to mix this all together and then he did something.
So how to make it is. We have to make it to the kitchen. Let's go to the kitchen.
他说，到厨房里边给你演示一下这个。
Now usually actually you have to first start with the jaggery, okay? Chop the jaggery and put it, I call 4 cups, let's see. If you have 4 cups jaggery and chop them and put it into a vessel, cooking vessel, and put some water. Okay, so that there is some little amount of water there, and starting heating.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody writes now. Wow, very interesting topic.
You 不能加热，谁说蜂蜜不能加热？加热之后会产生毒，对不对？对你的肝那个有。就是说，蜂蜜最后等它烧好了再加热。他还没讲完，你。OK。
So then you took the vessel, okay? Fire. Okay, put 4 cups of jaggery inside and put water, okay? So and start heating. After some time, you have to
swirl it.
Stir it, otherwise it becomes sticky. And then till it becomes, it's called, start boiling. But you have to boil a lot, okay? Up to the point becomes very, very, it must become very thick. You have to all the time stir it, okay? Then becomes very thick. It becomes caramel. So if you take, for example, one spoon like that, and you lift it, then you can see one thread comes like that. Because so sticky, thread comes, okay? Like caramel, on ice cold, it becomes sticky. Then if the thread does not break easily, you stop cooking. Up to the thread is not built up, you don't stop cooking.
加热糖是要不热糖加的非常粘稠，就像加热糖像那个 阿胶糖一样，就是说你这个糖能拉出个糖丝，然后这糖丝很结实才可以。啊，这那时候才可以停止加热。
So then you keep this aside. After you take ghee oil, then you put butter.
Butter,
okay. Separate butter. So you have to heat butter. Heat, it start boiling. Okay. So and it's better to strain the butter, because in this commercial butter they put a lot of salt.
Okay.
Once you heat the salt with butter, becomes poisonous.
Okay.
Because heating the salt in high temperature is not good. Becomes very toxic. So therefore, what you do it is better to strain. After the butter becomes liquid, you take a cloth strainer and strain. And then you can see in the cloth strainer how much salt it is inside. You take this salt and throw away. You take only the strained butter.
So first they have to heat this butter. Then only you can strain.
Yes, because the salt goes on the bottom. Because you have to heat it in high temperature. More than 100 degrees in order to melt the butter. You have to melt it. Means you don't need to boil it, just to melt. Okay, means you can a little heat, that foam comes up, never mind.
他说你那个黄油之前先把那黄油融化，那个去加热黄油，然后黄油油融化，然后再把那黄油进行过滤，把黄油里边那个盐粒过滤出来，因为在那个商业上卖的那个黄油，它里边放了很多盐，然后你后面是煮黄油的时候，如果说你还是得带点盐跟黄油一块煮的话，那个产生的物质对身体很不好的。所以说，在这个地方用黄油之前，先把黄油融化，然后把里边烟给过滤掉。
This is commercial butter.
They
put salt in order to preserve it. Otherwise, the butter you can't preserve for long time.
然后他们因为这种商业黄油，它要放一些盐，然后那个盐这黄油的保质期，然后不然的话就那个不能保质期不能很长。
And also to make it more tasty, because now they say.Plain butter, if you eat just fresh butter, you can't eat a lot. Just you feel vomitish. But if you put salt, you like it more.
在黄油里边加盐也是一个提那个就是那个改善的黄油口味。如果是只是黄油里边不加盐的话，您可能吃了几勺就恶心。
But as I told you, if you heat in high temperature, it becomes toxic. No, you better to strain it, remove it.
但是就像我们说的，就是如果是那个。黄油和盐一起在高温下加热的话，可能会产生有毒物质。
So then after you pour it, let me see. This is another vessel one yet. Okay. You put butter strain inside the vessel. After you take ghee oil, put heat till foam comes up. Okay, the foam of the ghee oil comes.So after the foam comes, you also pour together with the butter, in the same vessel with butter. Okay, put everything butter here and jaggery here. Okay, another vessel. It is like a vessel. No?
Okay,
you put everything together.
Okay. So this butter first you have to strain and then boil it.
Yeah, you no. You strain it. You boil the butter, strain it, put in another vessel. Okay, this is supposed to be a long vessel. Okay,
okay.
Imaginary vessel. Okay. So after you put.Here, it's called. You remove whatever particles are there. Means for from salt like that. If there is some, you remove, and then put ghee oil. One cup of ghee oil, for example, and pull, and then start boiling the ghee oil till foam comes. Foam something. So then, and then after you finish boiling, you just pour it. You don't need to strain it. Ghee oil usually does not any salt.You put it together in the same vessel with butter.
Okay. 他说那个黄油，你刚才把它那煮和那个就是加热好，然后过滤好之后，你另外拿一个那个单独容器，不是黄油蒸好，然后你开始煮那个酥油你一直把它煮到那个它产泡沫为止，煮酥油煮到产生泡沫为止，然后这个酥油是不需要过滤的，因为它里边一般不含盐，然后这个酥油煮好之后呢，直接把它到原装好油那容器里就可以了。
So then now this is liquid liquid, and all those jaggery is semi-liquid, okay? Still hot. Jaggery is hot, semi-liquid. You take and mix everything together in one vessel. This one together, and start
stirring.
Okay, with a spoon.
然后呢，这个事儿呢，发现是装黄油是那个瓶子里边是液体，然后那个醋糖那个瓶子里边是液体，然后你把你现在拿你那个机器加热能水，然后把这两个瓶子里边东西都倒到一起，然后一边煮一边搅拌。So
the more you mix, the more the molecules of jaggery, butter and ghee, they come together. Okay.
他说你那个。 搅拌的越多，然后这些这个黄油啊，还有酥油，还有这糖的分子油集合越紧密。So
therefore, and then after some times, now because the temperature drops down also, they become thicker and thicker and thicker. Temperature drops and the butter and ghee become thick.
So while you're stirring, you don't have to heat it.
No, you don't heat it. Heating stopped.
Okay.
You just stir it, and so what? You don't heat it again. So then by stirring like that, slowly temperature drops. Okay, and the mixture, the molecules mix together. So then if the temperature drops, then the butter and the ghee becomes all thicker. Because if the, they become cool, the more cool they become, the more become thicker. But that is the time when actually, that's called, when it's starting becoming a little bit thick, then you start pouring the honey. Okay? 2 cups of honey. And mix everything out with honey together.
然后因为它这里边含有那两种油，就是酥油和那个黄油，然后这两种油在温度降低的时候会变得粘稠。 然后你发现它们这整个混合液开始变粘稠的时候，然后你开始往里加蜂蜜，然后加蜂蜜以后再把这些就搅拌，把所有东西混合在一起。So
therefore, the honey has to be put when they are still the honey as called the ghee oil and butter don't become semi-liquid. They just become little thick, but not much. And that is the you have to mix the honey.
他说你那个加蜂蜜那个实际的就是说它那个混合液变得有点稠，但不是很稠的时候，这个时候就要往里面加蜂蜜，而不是说就是等它们那个完全开始凝固的时候才加蜂蜜。
Now honey it is easy to mix together, but jaggery it is a problem. Because jaggery needs longer time to stir, and so forth, and then becomes diluted, and butter, the molecules of butter and jaggery to mix together. So after this bond has been done, to pour honey and to make the other bond is easy. Because honey is liquid. After the four now, you put the honey at last. Don't put in the beginning.
刚制作那个醋糖那个地方，它是一种粘稠的半液体，然后它和那个醋糖这个醋糖这个分子和其他那种油的分子是不太容易混合的，所以说你先把这三种东西混合在一起，然后不停搅拌，让它们充分混合，那么充分混合之后，然后因为蜂蜜它是纯粹液体。
Now the stirring thing is the most troublesome, because you have to stir it maybe 1 hour, 1.5 hours, go on like that, stirring. It becomes all, this is a bond, it becomes bond together.
搅拌棒儿。
We'll explain later. Just tell this first, after you can tell other methods.
然后他说那个这个搅拌过程可能需要一个小时到一个半小时，所以是很麻烦。
His forceful method is not good because actually the molecules starting breaking apart. So they don't get. You have to if you forcefully do that like that, pieces they will break apart.
No, he's
they don't mix together.
No, he's telling to use some electric stirring stick like that.
Yes, but you have to put it in low speed.
Low speed.
Because if it is high speed, the element the molecules break apart. They don't join together. It is all the molecules will break apart.
就是那个搅拌机就可以，但如果用高速的话，分子就开始分裂。
三点，糖块加热时候，他说要加水，对吧？
对对，不加水你
他这个水加多少，他没有
标准。So he's asking this at the very beginning he has to hit this jagger, you know? He has to hit the jagger.
He has to start his jagger because that takes longer time.
Yes, but he's asking that while hitting his jagger, what proportion of mortar what he has to add?
Yeah, okay. Proportion means you don't put much. It is little water so that you can see that the water comes on the surface this much.
Uh-huh.
On the surface this much water.
Uh-huh.
You can put a little bit more, but you need to hit it. It depends, you can put a little bit more. This much or this much like that.
Uh-huh.
Don't put much like that.
Uh-huh.
It is so that the actually that it becomes diluted
uh-huh.
with water because you steer and so forth. It becomes diluted with water.
Uh-huh.
If you put a lot of water, ultimately it does not become sticky.
那个水就是在上面这么一层。
Look, they want to have very detailed explanation, you know?
做好了，就一般的放在那里可以储存多少天啊？
七天。
有效期？不是，
保质期。
保质期不是可以吃的，
因为你那个水里面的
那个。So he is asking that after this chaturmadura has been made, so how long can he store that means he's a summoner. How long can a summoner just to store that without getting spoiled? I mean,
without getting spoiled?
Yes, without getting spoiled. How long?
It depends now. If you can seal it very well,
uh-huh.
seal it very well, uh-huh. even without putting in the fridge,
mm-hmm.
you can keep it quite long because it does not get bad.
Uh-huh.
Maybe
1 month?
More, even 6 months? I don't know. It's good. It doesn't.
他说密封好的话，可以算半年，对。
The main thing you have to seal it very well, and you don't open all the time. Open. You take one portion, what you eat and so forth. You know, for 7 days, 7 days you take one portion, and then keep it in different bottle. Only that portion you eat. The main bottle you close it. Don't open all the time because air comes in.
他说就是这一锅，关键是要密封好，然后密封好，然后一次时候拿新鲜量，然后不要那个主要瓶子不要老开封，因为你每开封一次空气会进去，主要密封。
That is in 1 year you can keep it.
这个可以，哪怕那个储存一年都是可以。
Now in Burma they sell bottles now, Chaturmadura bottles. They sell it in the shops. Maybe they put up to 2 years again. But sometimes dangerous. You never know because in Burma.
他说那个缅甸那种瓶装那个茶汤的话，它可以储存两年，只不过有点危险，储存两年的话，你不知道那个卫生情况怎么样。
But be careful because it's not reliable the way they do it in Burma and so what these factories. Be careful not to get some stomach upset.
他说那个缅甸的工厂条件是不可信赖的。他说你如果那个吃那个东西要小心点，不要让自己得胃病。
So then, if you put in the fridge, you can keep it even longer.
如果你想再放到冰箱里边，可以储存更长时间。对，你要问什么？
我想问一个正常的人，
So he's asking that for the Chatamadura, if a normal person without getting sick in the afternoon, is it allowable for this monk to eat it? He didn't get sick.
We'll discuss this matter because there are many things about medicines. Monk, they abuse. Uh-huh. They abuse this medicine sometimes. Uh-huh. They abuse Chatamadura, they abuse, or not only Chatamadura, they abuse sugar, uh-huh. They abuse many other things. Uh-huh. We have to avoid to abuse, not to abuse these allowances.
他这个问题有关，就是那个现在的这些那个其实要滥用，就是不光是这个传统的，还有汤，还有其他一个东西，就是有些笔会怎么滥用这个。这个问题我后面说会讲，就是后面会讲。
So then, what's the time now?
Almost ten.
Almost ten.
Mm.
Okay.So, next time we'll go to the kitchen. Then I will show you how to cook.
厨房有一个单也是怎么做。
I think we have to stop, no? So the time is past.
现在已经到了。
We'll continue tomorrow with this rule. Okay.
明天我们继续接着讲这件事。
Now regarding, I want to tell you about this exam.
Mm.
Now I told them to did these exam papers.
Mm.
Exam finished, paper finished. Mm. Okay. Now if there are some things they don't understand,
mm.
because this is the first exam paper they got, no?
Mm.
Some maybe they're not, in English sometimes those who translate it, they don't translate it properly.
Yes,
or they make it half.
Yes.
Not clear.
Yes.
So, therefore, now it's called. It is difficult to find. You don't need to worry. You tell them, don't worry about that, because there are many other paper sheets of it's called paper exams, exam papers. So then you can read that also. Maybe you can find the answer there. Means they are more clear. The question is more clear.
他说有关这考试试卷，然后大家已经做一份考试试卷了，然后就在大家做这份考试试卷过程中呢，有可能发现他有些那个问的不是很清楚，然后问的不是很清楚，是因为他那个这个试卷从那个新加坡翻译成英文过程中呢，翻译有时候不是很好。啊，但是这个问题大家不这个问题不需要担心，因为以后我们不仅要看这一份考试卷，还有好多份考试卷。然后这一个问题，如果在这份考试卷里说的不清楚，可能在其他几份卷子里说的很清楚，所以大家以后可以不
看。Therefore now, I suggest that.We should give them the other exam papers also. From 2015, 2013, 12, and so forth, 11.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is in English, but they can try at least to understand something.
Okay.
If they take a dictionary with them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Difficult words, they try to find what is it mean in Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can check the Vinaya notes
mm-hmm.
and try to answer that question.
Mm-hmm.然后上两天建议大家，就不光这个2014年，然后其他三年，或者像2011年、2012年、2013年、2015年这些卷，大家也都那个试着做一做。虽然说这卷子可能都是英语，但是大家试把这个英语写，然后试看能不能通查词典，理解这个题什么意思，然后看能不能从心里边大纲里边找答案。
So then, do they have the other exam papers?
你们还有下考试卷吗？就是英文版的考试卷。
English.
Yes.
You have.Some people in English.
Mm.
Does it? No.
No.
They have to.
Okay, share it.
They can keep no. Take from here, from them. All papers and start from 2015. After 2013, 14 finish no. 14 finish. 2013, 12, 11. So go back and so on.
大家可以从2015年开始做，然后做完。2014年我们已经做，然后可下面2015年做完，可以做2013年，然后2012年，然后一直往下做。
Many questions the same.
嗯。
No problem. Go to the next exam paper and see maybe to find something new.
嗯。
Okay.
然后大家做卷儿发生中，做卷儿过程中可能发现好多题目都是一样的，然后没问题，那可以直接跳到下一题，说不定看什么新的题。
That is an exercise. Exercise for you.
这是给大家布置一个练习。
All right, then
any other questions now? Anybody with questions about what you have told about now? You can ask more about Chatamandra. We have explained a lot. So tomorrow, if you have some more, you try it yourself. If you make mistakes, tell, I make mistake, Chatamandra, I will show.
然后你要你们如果在那个自己做的沙托马的时候是犯了犯了犯了犯了什么错误，你明天可以过来告诉他，然后他给你那个解释。So he's asking what is the ingredients of bread? Bread?
Bread?
Yes.
Ingredients of bread?
Yes, yes. He was asking what are the ingredients of bread?
Huh?
It has more glucose or more protein?
It is the wheat, no? The wheat, I don't know, bread, but they count from the wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these cereals usually, the protein content, they have more starch than protein. Uh-huh. Starch is
okay. Starch.
Starch. And protein is about